Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Oh, it's so good to see someone who I'm not related to. This is a joy. Wow. Never been happier to see you guys.
Yes. If you're listening to this, that's such a dumb way to start a sentence when you're podcasting. I'm just gonna stop myself right there.
Hey, can I tell you something between you and me, really quick?
No, hold on. We're on a podcast. There's other people listening. Jeez, I can't believe I said if you're listening to this. I don't even know what I was gonna say.
If you're not, my name's Trey. I don't know how you got here, but hey, it's fine.
I was gonna say Trey had a baby. That's where I was going.
Yeah.
Yep, Trey.
That's good.
Yep. Here, let's. Congratulations.
Thank you. We'll get a little intro on the theme song, then we'll talk to Katie, who's not in studio, but I'll give her a call. She's upstairs.
Okay.
And I text her. She said, "I'm about to take a nap." I was like, "Well, wait a minute. We'll call her in, but you don't want to see her. She's just just stitches and milk and blood.
Carnage. Stitches, milk and blood. It's beautiful.
That's
childbirth.
My next album. she's great. She's feeling good. Baby is good. You know, it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah, you went from 1 to 2.
1 to 2, way better than 0 to 1.
Less drastic.
Oh, it's just 0 to 1 so much. You're like scared and you're nervous and you're over. Like, I'm a father now. Yep. And now it's nice just to be like, it's just another one.
Yeah.
It's not this overwhelming, like, I can't, I'm going to take this responsibility so seriously. You're very emotional like that.
Yeah.
You're just kind of like, yeah.
Whatever.
Now I know that I won't really have a relationship with this thing until like 18 months from now. So I'm just, hey, I'm a team player. What do you need me to do? I'll do it.
Yeah, you're kind of all in on Thomas right now.
Exactly. So it's good. And we have a good episode for you guys. Thanks for, we saw the love and support coming through.
Because well, nice.
Y'all noticed, you know, it was the previously recorded episode last week, so thanks, Recties, and we're all good. So we have a great episode for you guys. We'll touch base with Katie and then Jake and I. This is a classic pod, just boys' day. Boys' day.
Hey,
let's, I had a daughter, you guys want to talk wife, steak, mother-in-law. I've had enough females.
Yeah, football and power tools today.
Let's do it. Roll music.
Correct opinion. Correct opinion.
Doesn't an hour just fly by? I'll tell you what it does when you're with your buddies, your best friends, having a chat. Time flies when you're talking to your good buddies and there's cameras and mics. Just like listen, and you listen as you do that. That flies by.
Anesthesia.
When your wife's contracting every 2 minutes, an hour flies by for me at least. And so sometimes you want more
of us talking with cameras.
Yes, and you can get that on our Patreon and. Extra full episode every week. That's 4 extra episodes a month. That's even more because months have more than 4 weeks.
Sometimes they do.
50 plus episodes a year extra.
Yeah, we've actually already recorded this week's Patreon episode. And I'll just say right now, we both said things that we never say on the real podcast. Just people I met who were like, maybe they would find the podcast on Patreon. Who cares?
Sure, I made fun of someone I know personally. Yeah. Well, I just did it. And I shared what project I got working on, stuff with Jake, really behind the scenes stuff. Talked with Katie more about her whole experience. Patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. Go now. We're halfway officially to our 1,000 patron goal, where if we get to 1,000, my parents will come on the podcast. Isn't that fun? Patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. Sign up today. Be a super recty.
Who are you calling?
My wife.
This is the phone call from earlier.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You know I'm calling you, right?
It's so formal.
Yeah, I definitely thought thought you meant you were gonna call me later, like in an hour from now.
No. The text read. Well, great. You said you're gonna nap. Do what?
I didn't really read it, so that's why.
Okay. I said we'll call you for the public episode shortly, and the Patreon episode after your nap, because you said you're about to take a 1 hour nap.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is the episode that's going out to a lot, thousands of people. And you're live right now, not if you're listening. And so, what's up?
Just had a baby 1 week ago.
I keep saying to Katie, you're not president. Because I was so excited to not have a pregnant wife because she's just, it's been a lot on her. And like, I'm like, you're not pregnant. Doesn't it feel great? And you could tell she feels amazing.
Yeah. The energy.
Doesn't it feel great?
Yeah, I feel completely normal.
Wow.
Thank God.
Katie.
Yeah, nothing on my body hurts at all.
Okay, good.
Katie. Yeah, that's pretty
cool. Jake here, if you don't remember.
Yeah, she's Jake, triplet, correct opinions. First of all, congratulations. Second of all, people are really excited. People are wondering. It was actually said before that you have a lot of stitches, milk, and blood. Where would you put those three? What do you have the most of?
I would definitely say the most milk.
Okay. that's good.
Milk's one.
You would want that to be one, I would think.
Yeah, for sure.
I picked up my laptop today and stuck to the bottom of them were two like milk pads you placed over your breasts so they don't pour all over your clothes. It was stuck to my laptop. I was like, wow.
It's like a mouse
really
pad.
In it, huh? Yeah. Like bonus.
I forgot those somewhere.
Yeah, why were they just around? That's fine. I said, hey, all good. Who knows? But we're good. We're having a great time. And so we just wanted to, the Rex just want to hear from you. So you're good and you're glad you did it.
Yeah, I am. I wasn't sure before.
One last, Katie, Jake Triplett here, Friday Pickleball. What was the biggest difference in this push versus the first push?
Great. That's a good question, dude. That's a good You should
honestly way easier this time.
Oh, oh yeah. Nice. Just like you're taking a dump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It comes out of the
pretty different.
Yeah. Okay. She was a pro this time.
Still tough, I'm sure, but it felt way easier.
Oh, I mean way easier. However, I feel like this time 1 week ago, I feel like I wasn't that sure I was gonna have the baby today. Remember, Jerry? We were like
And then it. I'm sorry. I'm following because the baby is 1 week old right now, and yes. As you're going through it, we're like, oh boy, is this going to be a days long event? And then it just real quick,
just a water slide.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor had to run over.
Wow.
Yeah. Talk that talk.
Yeah. No one squeezes like Katie squeezes.
Brag.
That's a brag. That's a brag.
Katie's beating her chest right now. Mm-hmm. That's how I do it.
That's just what my body did.
Well, not too hard. The milk would. Well, all right. Well, everyone's very happy for you and us, and take a great nap. And we'll talk to you. We'll get more deets on the Patreon episode when you wake up from your nap.
Have a good nap.
Okay. Can't wait to hear from you again.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. That's what we get off. That's how we hang up.
Yeah, got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough to do an interview right before a nap. That was well it's done.
She's locked. She's already in bed. She's ready for it. So she did fine. And it's all good. And we're great. And I going from, again, 1 to 2. I recommend that. Don't have an only child if you can.
Would you recommend? So my last name is Triplett. A lot of people like to hypothesize that maybe that's because triplets once ran in my family. Would you recommend just jumping straight to 2? 0 to 2? I'll try.
0 to triplets or 2?
Well, yep.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah, no, I just, you said 0 to 2. I was like, hey, I've got multiples in the family.
No, I can try. I thought you were going triple. There's twins in the family.
No, not that I know of. But
did
people like
in the family? I didn't know that. It's hereditary.
Yeah, yeah. I just, most last names come from somewhere.
Man, where do you think do you think it was the 1800s? Where was the great triplets? Were they?
I don't know. I'm scared to do a 23andMe because right now Rachel and I are really happy. And if we find out we're cousins, that's going to be a bummer. So I'd rather just not know.
I couldn't agree more. 23andMe, Katie's dad legit found he had like a weird long lost brother. Or
some kind of illegitimate thing in the family.
And you're just like, I don't need.
Yeah. Where are you from? Polish, Irish? American now, baby. That's all I know.
That's what I know.
I truly don't. My parents have no idea their ancestry, and it doesn't matter. I just say I'm allergic to red meat, and I'm a comedian. How are you?
Yeah, how disappointed do you think your generation would be with there's new technology? Look, you could know exactly what your great-great-grandfather did.
Wow.
And your whole thing was like...
ignorance.
Pickleball.
Oh, yeah. They look at mine.
Comedy. And they're like, what did he do?
He had like 7 different jobs, but I don't know if he made money off any of them. I can't really tell what he did. Yeah. It's going to be tough to categorize that. Not at the start, but by the end. He just kept shrinking and she stayed the same.
I do not think having twins, I don't know. That sounds awful.
That seems like a lot. Okay. So do 0, 1, 2.
That's what I'd do.
All right. I'll do it. I'll talk to the boys.
I figured you had more questions. So I thought it might be helpful. This is just kind of an open forum because there's people out there who haven't had children yet. I thought just open book. I know Katie supports this. Open book of the birthing process. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer those, but I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, first question. What'd it look like?
So I'm not a looker.
Okay.
I'm a supporter, not a looker.
And feel free to take that question any way you want. It could be, what did the baby look like?
I do the umbilical cord. I don't cut it.
What?
Nope. No.
Come on. What,
you're a big fan of it?
Oh, yeah. I feel like man doing
Derek it. Derek bites it.
Yeah. I also look.
He's like, if you don't mind, I brought my own machete. Is it a clean cut? You have to kind of work at it.
I'm a little nervous to cut like baby's belly, but we're all good.
Because they clamp it and you cut it, and then there's like this looks like this big slug attached to your child, and I'm and then they hand it to you. I'm kind of like, can you get the cheese off? It looks like they're covered in cheese, and so maybe that's what you mean by how does it look? Baby looks like a cheese baby. Wife was beautiful.
Okay, so kind of both ends of the spectrum, cheese baby, beautiful wife.
No, I don't look down south. I stay up north.
Yep, good.
So I can't.
Civil War style.
I get a glimpse. I can think of both experiences. I got a glimpse. I go, oh, I'm going to stay up here. Yeah.
Holy cow. Okay. Thank you.
Cheese.
Well, yeah, I've got some other questions here. And these are ones I just thought of. What are the different stages of labor and how do they progress?
They're very similar to, what do they call them? The 5 stages of grief.
Grief. Yeah. So you start off angry.
Yeah, so it's she starts off denial. Sorry, would be the first. So that's kind of like
I'm so sorry.
She is going. I really think is that a cramp? And I
had Chipotle yesterday.
Husband, I'm going to deny. No, because there's football on, and I'm just the last time we did this, she was like, we went in early, and they're like, you're not ready yet, so just like leave. And I was like, wow, that's kind of a waste of a trip.
Okay,
and so I'm like denying. I'm like,
No, you're not.
And then she gets angry. And she's like, it's my body, it's not yours. I'm the one who's carrying this baby. You're gonna do what I say. And anger. So that's stage 2. Then you go into bargaining. Right? I go, well, listen, hey, if you just hold off until Monday, we have your doctor's there. She's like, that's right. And we could, maybe is it Braxton Hicks?
Yeah.
Braxton Hicks. This Braxton kid fools all the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And you go into depression, stage 4.
Yeah. When does that hit?
That's when, for me or for her?
I don't know. For the baby. Is it both? Who has it?
I would say her, it's postpartum.
Oh, okay.
So we kind of skip everything. And then you go, postpartum depression is a real thing.
Yeah.
And she hasn't hit it yet. And then acceptance, which that's when you finally are like, okay, this baby, you kind of just go through the motions. Like, okay, I'm going to care for this for 18 years.
All right.
Accept that.
Okay.
And I'm almost there, which is
okay.
A beautiful thing.
The stages of labor. They take about 18 years.
It's beautiful. To fully process.
Yes. Yeah.
What else? This is great. What other questions?
I'm curious. What are the signs that labor is beginning? And when should I go to the hospital?
These are yours.
I just thought of this now. Yeah, I just thought of this.
What are the signs and when you should go to the hospital?
When should I go to the hospital?
Well, if you see the baby, do you know what crowning is?
Yes, this is mainly in like the British Parliament, but yeah, someone died, mm-hmm. Someone's got to take over.
So Yeah. So, but when I'm talking to baby, you know what the crown of your head is?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's a 15 yard penalty. If you hit someone with the crown of your helmet.
So if she sits down and crowns him, you got to go.
Throw a flag on that. Okay. So wait, hold on. You're saying if you are able to, like, you're sitting there watching football, you're like, oh my gosh, I see a baby's head. We should go to the hospital.
I mean, there's other signs people talk about, but if you see the baby's head coming out,
then you definitely
need to go to the hospital. Yeah. Then it's like happening. Yeah.
Okay. This one. What are the different methods of pain management during labor, such as epidurals or natural techniques?
Well, some women really like to go natural.
Yep.
For reasons I can't comprehend, because I'm sure you've been under anesthesia or something like that.
Yep.
Anesthesia is one of God's gifts to earth. You can just time travel.
Yep. It's great.
So, you know, she didn't do that. It was all good. It was not a Caesar section. That's when they do anesthesia.
Yep. Yep.
But she did epidural. Yes.
Okay.
And they stab her in the back and then it makes her whole legs go numb.
Didn't she say?
And then I hold her hand and I go, yeah, breathe, breathe. And that helps, I think.
What did she say? And then last?
There's a good stool in there because my back started hurting because I was standing for so long.
Yeah, your pain management.
So I would sit down sometimes.
Was it a nice stool? Was it a cushion stool? Or was it just like wood, like a bar stool?
No, it was trash.
Dang.
But as a comedian, I'm used, you know.
Yeah.
I was tempted to like.
Hey, you throw a Java monster on the stool and do a quick five.
Yeah.
Did the doctors or nurses, anyone know you? Anyone like, wow, it's such an honor to be delivering your baby. Look at that crown. I'm going to dive in.
No one said that, but there's always signs. I mean, you get it. Some people recognize it.
They look a little bit longer.
While she kept being like, you're almost there. And she'd kind of look up at me, kind of,
no way. I can't believe it.
They'd look at each other. I can't believe it. And Kate'd be like, focus, focus. And they're like, oh, sorry. Like,
I've got it. When's the girls in the fall video coming? I got her.
I don't think... you know, I was saying to this Katie recently, I do feel like I've seen the arc of my fame, if you will, like where it's like people just like, you're the Kevin Hart hit the solar space. He's like, it's called snap finger famous.
Yeah, because you don't
really
know.
You're from
something.
That's the worst kind of famous because you feel like a little monkey at the zoo. They're like, no, look at him. Dude, so that would happen for a while. And then it got a little more people like, you're Trey, and then I feel like I hit a sweet spot where people are like, quite a few people follow me, but no one had a sense of like anyone else knew me. So people just come up to me like they're best friends, like, oh, dude.
Oh my gosh.
And now I feel like I've been around long enough that I sense people kind of, they just do like a look and they do a little more. I'm assuming that's a little more a sense of like, he probably gets talked to by people. Let's not talk.
Now they ignore.
So I'm in a weird space where like no one talks to me. I just get weird looks from like across the grocery store. I'm like, I don't know. And there's like one or two nurses that walk by and they're kind of like, but I don't think anyone's helping me. I don't think they know.
Okay.
They're just doing their job and they're heroes.
Speaking of these heroes.
We got them crumble cookies.
Did you?
Katie, because first kid, second kid, she had cute little boxes all prepared with like notes of like, thank you for all you do for us that we had ready for the firstborn.
Yeah. For the
nurses. We're in the hospital, the secondborn. I was like, where are the cute boxes, Katie?
Yeah.
She was like, and I couldn't believe this. She was actually like, oh my gosh, you're right. And she called in crumble cookies.
Oh, really?
I was like, what? And so they come in. I was like, ooh, let me get those. She's like, those are for the nurses.
For the nurses. Wow.
What are we doing? And then it was funny. We gave them to, because you have the birthing nurses, then you go to the like recovery nurses. So the birthing nurses gave cookies, and we were in this box for a few days. I'm like, Kate, I'm eating the cookies.
Yeah.
Like, so sorry to those nurses. They were for you, but I ate them.
Dude,
and I'm still grateful, but.
I'm going to prepare you for when the dun-dun-dun comes out. Patreon members know, with the Girls in the Fall video. When that announcement, when that comes out, and you have that on hand. It's going to be great because that's going to be your go-to gift for everything. Because I experienced this where like, I had people come and like clean my house this week. I'm like, take some pickleball paddles. I see some people in public, haven't seen them in a while. They seem like they're big fans. I'm like, pop open the truck, take some pickleball paddles. I'm just giving away left or right. People are so happy to have them. And your thing as well is going to be like an easy, just like, take some.
Launch coming soon.
Yeah.
With the Girls Fall video. I was doing a lot of prep today. Booked a party bus today. For the shoot.
Oh, for the shoot.
Yeah, there's a little tease.
Yes, it's automobile related.
Oh.
Hint, hint. That's cool.
Oh, big announcement, though. I'm excited.
Girls in the Fall video. Or just join a Patreon if you don't want to wait.
Patreon.com/Trachinity.
Next question. What is the role of a midwife or a doula during childbirth, and how do they assist?
This is a great question. So a doula, Debbie, that's a funny word, right?
It's a part of the brain that controls anger.
Doula is Latin? Yeah, doula is Latin for woman with no college degree. No. It's really cool. So they come in and they're often used maybe at home births, but they'll still assist in the hospital. And basically their job is while you're giving birth, and people who went to school for 15 years are going, do this. The doula goes, don't do that.
Yeah, it's like a nurse with no debt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
No college loans.
A Dave Ramsey nurse.
And so they're just meant to support and kind of be there for you. And so doulas are great. If that helps you, I think that's amazing. And I think that I talked to the doctors. I think they're glad they're when they see them. And doula less. Let's do it.
Yeah. Doula less. God bless. So even if you have a child in the hospital, some people still call in doulas.
My understanding. Yes. Okay. They're like, this is my husband and this is my doula, or maybe a combo. I don't know.
Gotcha.
And the birthing person. That's what they call them now.
That's the mom, or is that like a nurse?
Well, could be dad.
Wait, I don't actually know.
I know. They birthing person. They do
it's
that.
It's just a generic term.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very new age. The birthing person has the doula and their husband, who's the mom or dad, and the or the wife.
Yeah. And then you throw in midwife.
It's kind of like, you ever heard of like if you shuffle a deck of cards? It's likely the first time it's ever been in that order ever in the history of mankind. When you give birth,
it's likely
that combo of things. It's like the first combo that's ever happened to you. This,
yeah, male birthing person, female doula.
Male birthing person who's a mom.
Yep.
Married to the doula.
Yeah.
Who's the dad. I don't. And you could do it in so many different ways, and it's all good, and there's no judgment, and you just do your thing.
Did you guys do a doula?
We did not.
Okay.
We did not. Katie, she dips her toes in doula. She's like
kind of crunchy,
like,
but
like,
not full.
They're like, hold your breath and push. And she was like, I went to a perineum doc, like physical therapist. They said to breathe, and I was like, just do whatever you want. I'm here. So I don't know, but she birthed it. She pushed quick. So maybe it was the breath. Yeah,
I did my first cold plunge this weekend. And I found myself like Lamaze classing my way through it a little bit.
What are we talking? Just pure ice in a bucket, like a nice professional plunge?
This is a professional plunge. I was in Phoenix, so it was 110 degrees. Crazy, by the way. It's September 30th. It's still 110 degrees in Phoenix.
I did see something. Phoenix, it's been 110 there for like 4 months.
Yeah, 3 years, I think, straight. It's crazy. But anyway, just go right from, yeah, really hot, sweaty. Not a super cold plunge. I think it was like 40 something degrees.
That was cold.
But
cold enough.
Yeah. It was wild. And yeah, I just found myself.
Your shoulders?
No, I don't think so. I think I had arms out. It was like mid chest.
I need to get mine going again. I've
never done it before.
Are you a fan or no? How long? 2 minutes?
Yeah, somewhere between 3-ish, I would say I went.
Wow.
It wasn't. Yeah, I had friends around to kind of distract me. We were kind of talking a little bit. If I was in there by myself, it would have been like 30 seconds.
Dude, it's actually really fun to cold plunge with friends.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of like, are we all doing
this
it?
Sucks.
Kind of, and then you go, oh, I feel good. By yourself is depressing, which I haven't gotten mine fired up in a while, but I have. I got sent one. And by yourself is, you talk about just ultimate test of willpower.
Yeah, no one's there it's pushing like, you. No one cares.
You're sitting there in the bath by yourself. Like, why am I doing this?
Anyway, yeah. I have some more questions if you're okay with that.
Open book.
Speaking of open,
I'm a girl dad.
How
so
do
I
vaginal
can comment birth? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You beat me to it.
How do vaginal births differ from C-section deliveries, and what are the pros and cons of each?
Great question. Well, the C-section and the vaginal, those are two different things.
Thank you. Thanks for this symbol too.
Yes. And you know, that's where I was like, they're like, push. I was like, where are you pulling out of the C-section? And they're like, what? Shut up.
Where's the sea spot?
Yeah.
Like, you're confusing us.
So you learn so much. And like when they're like, is it a boy or a girl? And I was like, does she have a C-section? And
yeah.
Like, sir, you don't know what's
going on. How did you get here?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you use a surrogate?
They're like, we actually prefer a doula than this guy.
Get him out of here.
I learned this too. C-section. I'm always like, wow, that seems way better, right?
Yeah.
Just kind of zip, unzip. But no, risks. Risk, reward.
Yeah. I think I learned this maybe on the podcast like 2 years ago or whatever. But there's like all these like, yeah, higher percentages of like anything. You name like autism and everything.
Of the and the mom or the?
I don't think the mom gets it. I think
he kind of gets her on the way out.
Yeah, like just early like, onset cord, autism. Hurry, hurry, seal her up. She's about to be autistic.
One is just how it's supposed to be, and one is if in case of emergency, and like they straight cut your whole stomach open. I guess they're like your intestine stuff. They're like,
Move it over.
Yeah, it sounds anesthesia. Like you just wake up and you have the baby, and it takes 5 minutes.
Dang.
But yeah, we didn't do that, and I guess you don't want to do that.
Me and my sister are both born of a C-section. Apparently, my mom just couldn't. I don't know what happened, really. My mom is really small, so I think I just couldn't get it out, or I was fighting. I liked it in there. I don't know what happened, but both born of a C-section.
You were.
And now I love Rubik's cubes.
Yeah, you were born in 11 months, which made it weird. Yeah.
I just Googled it just to see if I'm even somewhat on the right track. A 2019 analysis of 61 studies found that children born by cesarean section had a slightly higher chance of being diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. So maybe just marginally.
I tell you what, isn't it? Everybody's got it these days.
Yeah, it does seem like you could find a link with just about anything. Much sunscreen. It's killing the reef and the kids.
Derek, you ever looked at any of your kids and gone, are they on it?
Our little boys... His speech is a little bit slower developing, and I immediately jump to that. Okay.
This day and age, if you're a parent, you look at your kid doing just any normal toddler, like super goofy thing. You're like we had a bunch of babies over, and Thomas went by himself to play by himself, and we were like,
oh, what is? Oh my god, yeah. Can you look them in the eyes?
He's over there on the playground, aka the spectrum. He's way over there, and yeah, I mean, you do it now, and you just want to. Fire out a diagnosis.
My first, she liked to stack her cars in color order pretty early on. And I didn't know that was kind of a normal development thing.
Red flag.
I immediately thought red flag.
Red flag. She put it right next to the red blocks, wouldn't she? That's spectrum. Yeah, it's just he's like organizing things. You're like, oh my God.
Genius.
He's going to be a serial killer. He plays with his blocks weird.
All right. Well, thank you for that answer.
Yeah, okay.
What are the common medical interventions during childbirth, such as induction, the use of forceps, and when are they necessary?
Forceps? I don't think.
That's like leg day, arm day, you know, buys, tries,
force.
Yeah, I think
she did tear her forcep.
Yeah.
But it was she did say, she's like, good news, it's just a superficial tear. And I was like, what is it? Did like a witch do it?
Yeah.
What? Like a wizard did it? Superficial
tear seems like, yeah, something you don't need to worry about.
Just a cosmetic. Like what? I just don't. Is that the medical diagnosis? Superficial? Like it's like not. It's like in another galaxy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what forceps are. I barely even know what induction is.
Am I thinking supernatural?
Super. Yeah. What does superficial mean? Does that mean like very shallow?
Oh, like fake.
Yeah, Kardashian.
She's like, sorry, your daughter's two-faced. She came out two-faced. She like cries with one parent and then like smiles for the other. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'd rather have the supernatural tear.
I got an autistic son and a bitch of a daughter.
One weekend. Just tore the band-aid off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm worried, all right?
Yeah.
Freaking out over here.
It's not going well.
What are forceps? Derek, do you know what forceps are?
Not a clue, and I've gone through this three times. I
thought it was something on a bug.
Yeah, there's like the Lorax, the abdomen, and the forceps.
Yeah, only if you have an exoskeleton.
It seems like this question that I thought of is making it seem like it's similar to induction. Like, oh, you can get induced, or you just use forceps if you want to go caveman style. Like a tool you use?
Yeah, they just like will just go in instead of
suck it out. I don't know what forceps are. I bet I could pick them out of a lineup though.
It sounds like that's the end of my knowledge. Sorry. I think I didn't learn about forceps. Maybe on the third one. I can figure that out for you. But she's here, she's healthy, she's good. Thomas is fun.
Yeah. He's doing all
right. That's what's weird too. You're just like, wow, this girl, she just kind of sits over there and we ignore her for a while. With Thomas, she's like, oh, someone's always going to be holding him. Someone's going to be cherished.
Is Thomas gentle with
Eva? He does good. Okay. He does good, which is a relief. Because people say like, oh my gosh, good luck with the older one. Because all of a sudden, there's someone else. He's going to get ticked, but he's just doing his thing.
If he ever gets out of line, I think you need to get like a German Shepherd or something. So Thomas doesn't feel like the oldest anymore. Get like an old German Shepherd who like beats up on Thomas and then humble him a little bit. That's what I would do. Get in his forceps. Did you skin to skin?
I didn't. I didn't bother with that.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't as good a shape. And it took a lot of me the first time to just rip my shirt off like in front of all these gals.
You
and
did rip
like,
it.
I did. I did say, I just want to put it. Instill masculinity from the get-go. And so I ripped the shirt. And I had first be like, can I borrow those? After you cut the cord, could you just cut the hem of this?
Yeah, just get it started for me.
You know, you get... No one can actually...
No, you have to start it.
You have to get it started.
Everyone knows that.
And I went skin to skin with him. Her now, I was like, it's... I don't know.
Okay.
I will... If like when they're 20 and he calls me and she never does, I'll be like, well...
This could have been the reason.
Eva, do you and me need to spend a weekend with our clothes on?
Derek, you go skin to skin?
Not once, no.
Really?
No.
I thought this was more popular than it was, apparently. One out of five here.
I went to a very like traditional hospital, too. They still called them mothers and stuff like that. But
oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, they...
How traditional? Like, keep your shirt on, pansy.
It was Seventh-day Adventist, so, like, I was barely allowed in the room, I think. But,
no, go work. Go earn money.
Don't
She's
you have
birthing.
A job? Yeah. She wants you... What are you in here? Are you creepy?
Yeah.
Go, creepy.
Go to the mill and get the lumber
you're
ready.
You're trying to get a weird view of something, creep? Oh, you're having a daughter. What do you want to see, creepo?
Yeah, I bet you'd love to take your shirt off with her, wouldn't you?
This creepy dad wants to change his daughter's diaper, dude.
Yeah, looking at her forceps. Seen this before.
Okay. Well, thank you all again for all the support. That's the baby segment. New tour dates are live. I'm doing some comedy clubs starting in December, going through 2025. They're live now at treykennedy.com/tour. I'm very excited. It's the win-win tour. You know why it's called that, Jake? It's kind of fun.
It's always kind of fun naming
win-win.
Them.
Win-win. Working on new material.
It helps you and it helps them.
Yeah, or win-win. Or, yeah, try a new joke. It's funny. That's a win.
Hey, win. I got a new joke.
Hey, you tried a new joke. Really, really bad. You still laugh.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That you thought that would be funny? That's a win for me.
Win-win.
Yeah.
Madison Wisk.
You write your own material? You were trying your best up there?
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, win-win. Well, Madison, Wisconsin, December 13th, 14th, 15th. Huntsville, Alabama. In January, Louisville, Kentucky, February. I'm coming to Orlando in March, Washington, D.C. in April, and Spokane, Washington in May. So get your tickets. treykennedy.com/tour.
Makes sense.
How easy is that? Can't wait, guys. Go get your tickets. I'll see you on the road.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards. Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
We've been pretty good. Sleeping pretty decent. You know, it's fine. It's been nice to have a reason, a little reason to just be at the house all the time.
Totally.
Relax a little bit. You know, at moments. And blow through some shows. Mormon Mom Hulu. Blew through it all. It's funny. We were like, Katie's parents were around. Like, have you guys watched this? We should watch it. And then immediately they go into some segment where this girl is like talking about her private parts, and they're all like doing a weird bit of like, C-section. Let's all draw our.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So we had to. Let's okay. We'll watch this on our own time. This is weird with my parents.
Has the show been out long enough where you can like talk about it more and spoil it more? You think?
I think so.
Okay.
It's been.
Tell me all about
just
it.
Just grade A television. These people, they're like, we need to go. Very unclear how they live their lives, too, because they've. And there's a spectrum of how devout they are, I believe.
So in their
like,
faith.
Yeah. And so some, like, really cuss a bunch.
Okay.
And because we're adjacent, right? You know those, like, kind of Christian people you know where they're like, they have an epiphany where, like, you know what? I think cussing's not a sin. And they kind of start doing it, and you're like, it sounds like the weird kid who started cussing too late. And you're like, You're not doing it good.
Yeah.
So they.
I'm surprised we've never made a video about that. Like the level, because there really aren't Christians. There's like people who will straight up cuss, and there's people who are like cuss if they're quoting something, cuss if they're repeating someone else, cussing just to like get a laugh out of their friends occasionally, and then just like never, you know.
The
cuss around the boys, but not the
wife.
The
levels of sheltered cussing. That's
one of them too.
Good too. Yeah. Not cuss around people our age, not the generation above.
Yes.
Cuss around
non-Christian friends.
Only good friends, never strangers. Yeah. Cuss around everyone. Cuss only during quotes.
Yeah, movie quotes.
Some are so sheltered, they'll cuss only during quotes, but they'll quote a slur. And you have to say, you can't even say the slur even if it's a quote. And they're like, "What? I didn't say it." You did.
You're like, it's Mark Twain. It's a book. Like, still, it makes me uncomfortable.
Really, I know. Even if you're reading an old classic book, in your mind, you have to go, and then he told the... And that's how you have to read.
Just call him Jim.
Because you can't get that in your head. And so, or then the levels of when someone will drop it, they're like, I'm going to be so bold. I'm going to drop like the S word at a Bible study. They like to make a point. They do
that.
And kind of like, whoa.
Whoa.
And you're like, I wish you were just someone who just cussed regular because no one would be bothered.
There's a little shock value here.
It's like almost beforehand, you look in the mirror and you're like, I'm going to do it.
Tonight's the night.
We all know that guy.
Rachel.
I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to say it.
I've never heard her curse. Last year, we had this thing where she said, sometime in 2023, she said, I'm going to cuss once. And I'm just going to let it fly. Just surprise you whenever it happens. And she got to the end of the year. It was December 31st. And I was like, hey, I think we were at your party. And I was like, I can't wait to hear it.
You want the microphone?
Yeah. She couldn't do it the whole year.
I got to try 2024, man.
Yeah. I really want you to just surprise me with it. Or I was like, December 31st, you should just
at least
like,
flip a bird. Has she flipped a bird?
Never seen it.
Okay.
I didn't flip many birds until I got mallet finger. And then the whole time I'm performing, I'm doing it. Yeah, and then it felt
that
good.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was nice. Anyway, hey, man, the last 5 minutes for the right person really hit.
Would she say like the A word, but like about a donkey? Could she do that to ease her into it?
Yeah, that's probably good. Yeah, kind of a middle ground.
Or even just... I know some people like her even saying like Hoover Dam or something. They get a little perk up a little.
Oh. I think she'd get excited about that.
But the Mormon moms, so I guess some cuss, some of them don't. And then they all go to Vegas.
Okay.
Like, this would be nice. We just need to go a girls trip to Vegas. And then you're like, do they drink or do they not? And they like kind of do, but again, they're like bad at it, I think.
I bet there's a spectrum of swimsuits too. Like, are there one pieces and just like super cheeky?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some you could tell because there's a pool at like their Airbnb. I also love how the shows, it's more approachable. You look at some of the reality shows, they're like, here's the Airbnb for the weekend. It's $20,000 a night. And like, how does this work? They're just an Airbnb. Like, you and I and our friends would just book.
There's a couple of them in one room. And
yeah, it's like
sharing bathrooms.
Plenty reasonable. They're out of pool. Some aren't even in swimsuits because you can tell probably like, I don't even want the cameras to see. And then some are like, oh, ooh la la.
Yeah.
And then they kind of go out. They go to Chippendales. They go to Chippendales, which is just fantastic. Because, you know, a lot, most women, they wouldn't bat an eye. They're like, that's just a thing you do.
You go to
and
Vegas.
And they're like, "This, we're making a point to go to the."
Okay.
A couple women are like, I don't know. I don't know. My husband's going to be mad. And drama. Couple, they step foot in Chippendales. And there's drama because the guy's like, I'm going to divorce you. And she's like, I didn't even touch him. I didn't do. And it's just, it's so good television. It's so good.
That's great.
And it's, and just it ensues from there. And there's like the guys, some for some reason, are like on the Vegas trip. Mm-hmm. It's all very tight-knit. It's great. It's great TV.
Did you finish it?
I think we finished. We might have a little bit left.
Okay. So he's been knocking out shows.
Pumping them out.
Yeah.
But Golden Bachelorette.
Oh, that's here.
It's here. Episode 3 this week. Don't miss it. Joan, she's a beautiful woman. She deserves love. And she follows me on Instagram.
Really?
Yes. Perfect. Dude, I would have bet my life she did. Yes. And I'm gonna all in. I'm going to track her down.
Has she brought up pickleball yet?
On the show?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. We got to get on the show.
Whoa, dude. The synergy here. We could do something.
Yeah.
Get her some pickle. I'm launching something I'm very excited about in a few weeks. You can hear about the Patreon now.
It's a charter bus on that service.
Yeah. And they did a whole bit where they all had paddles and they were just like hitting them.
Oh, they did like a pickleball thing on the show.
She quickly mentioned she likes pickle and then she's like, let's all get loose out here. It was like one of the first, it was the first episode. And they all got out in the front and they're just hitting them back and forth. There's like 20 balls and 30 people hitting the back. It was like a dumb bit that there's no way anyone there had fun doing that, but they did the thing.
Good for Joan. Still active.
It's a great show. So that's
drama and TV, yeah, and football and childbirth.
I meal prepped 40 burritos before she was born. I was really proud of that. Frozen.
For you?
For being Katie.
Okay.
Just like, well, we're going to war, man. We're just like, we don't have time. Make a burrito. And I'm happy to report so far, she has said, I don't feel like eating one. So every meal I go, how about one of those burritos? I want those up. She's like, I just really don't want that. I'm like, great. I'm glad I slaved over that.
I'll tell you who you can give those burritos to. Yesterday morning, I kid you not, I'm at 9:30 a.m. church service. Pastor starts a sermon. You know, it's about 9:50 a.m. at this point. Guy sitting right next to me, just out of nowhere, has a bag, opens the bag, and it's a burrito and a Gatorade. He's just eating it right there in church. Just stinks to high heaven. Not even 10 a.m. yet. Just eating a burrito, like drizzled in like some sort of, you know, sauce on top. This is not a breakfast
burrito.
What people
are doing now? Just bringing full-blown meals into church?
Just a burrito and Gatorade. It's a very, very normal church otherwise, but he would love some of your burritos. Yeah. Yeah.
Was he a K-State fan?
I'm not sure. Why do you ask?
Did you see the bet that the K-State fan made against BYU?
Oh, yes. Had to shove it up his C-section.
Yeah. Oh, K-State. Oh, did I touch your foot?
Hey.
I haven't touched anyone in a while.
Five more weeks.
Five more. K-State destroyed my Oklahoma State Cowboys. So that was tough when you're like, oh, man, I'm a newborn life. All I'm getting to do, and my sweet wife and her mom are like, Trey, been so good all week. We're gonna let you watch this game. So I'm sitting there, 11 a.m. We got a nice coffee, Java Monster.
Yeah, it's gonna be
on
nice.
On the rocks, 11 a.m. It's cool fall weather on the patio. Oh, and it's just a miserable time watching your favorite team just get dunked on. But it's fine. The Chiefs won.
Yeah, you just
Chiefs. Need... Not fun to watch.
But it is fun
ugly,
when they win.
But then they win, and
that
is
you're like,
fun.
Oh, this is great.
But boy.
Yeah, it hasn't been real fun yet.
But I'm excited for more of that. Fall weather. I'm making fires. I'm making real wood fires.
Oh.
Yeah.
Real man's man. That's yeah, right. You don't do skin to skin.
Nope.
Rachel was gone this week, kind of. So she was working her normal job, elementary school counselor. And then as soon as she would get off work, she was a full-time nanny for a family here in Kansas City. So she was just working constantly. She would pick them up from school, make them dinner. She was sleeping at their house, everything. So I was like, hey, Rachel's out of the house a week. I'm going to surprise her. I went and hired a professional like organizer team. You ever heard of this or seen this or anything?
I have. I've seen it. Katie really begged to do it. I said, that's ridiculous. We can sort things. We just need to take the time. But sell me on it.
It's awesome. It's pretty
sweet. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, I swore up and down, like, we need a bigger house. We're just running out of room. We just have so much crap in here. And it's an old, small house. And then, yeah, they came in for a couple days.
Organized your entire house.
Yeah. Just every closet, studio.
Do they like recommend to throw stuff away or they just organize?
They don't like encourage you to throw stuff away, but I mean, they like, you know, I was like, hey, the more I work on this, the more money
they
save.
How encouraging? Like, do you need 3 pairs of boxers with holes in them? Is it that intimate?
Will say that was the one thing, because I need to do a little bit of cleaning before they get here. And that was the one thing I needed to make sure. I was like, I have got to throw away my boxers with holes in them before they go through and do this. So I did do that. But they were great. I mean, just even the junk drawer alone. They're just like, all right, let's sort through this. And I was like, throw it all away. They're like, throw it all away. I was just like in decision mode. Get it out of here. They drive up a U-Haul and I'm just throwing junk in it. It was awesome. So like our whole garage is cleaned out, all the junk from our house. I donated like 4 trash bags worth of my clothes, got rid of that. And then everything's color coded. Everything's got labels now. It's got bins. It's got spots. It's really nice.
So do you go and buy the bins as they're doing all this, or do they bring bins?
They bring their own stuff and then like you pay for like what they end up using. So.
Dang it, dude. Now you're going to make me pay for this.
Well, Katie doesn't listen to the podcast, so she doesn't. That's I won't bring true. It up around her.
Okay, thank you. She'll have no knowledge of what we say right now forever. Isn't that a cool feeling?
Yeah, I'll never get back to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was sweet.
Yeah, how about that? Katie, I don't like...
Yeah, what's been bothering you?
Yeah, you know what? Hey, Katie, I don't like... Should I do it?
Size of her feet?
Yeah, I don't like how you're, yeah, you know what? The hormones that made your hair get, go from blonde to like a darker blonde. Fix it.
Figure it out.
Yeah. Dude, she'll never hear that. Your big toe's too big, and our daughters are too. And that's your fault. Boom. Oh, it feels good.
Yeah, it's good. Katie free section. You can say anything you want. It doesn't matter.
All right, let's shift a little bit. Do you have some content for us?
I have one to react to.
Ooh.
This is I just titled it American Hero. So just hope you enjoy this. Know, huh? Yeah, it's pretty cool. Just trying to think
American Hero.
Well, not Memorial Day. What's the other one?
Labor Day. The other holiday?
I don't know.
Okay.
Derek, just click. Just watch the video. Oh, wait. The text on the screen. Here, pause it.
Oh, we're going to need that.
Yeah. What's it say, Derek? I can't read it.
What did the first one say?
I'm being a flight attendant. Would.
Oh, yeah. It's in quotes.
Being a flight attendant would be
easy. Being a flight attendant would be so easy. You're essentially just a waiter in the sky.
All right. Get ready for this. So he's not just a waiter in the sky. He said, versus what I actually am. And then it rattles off. Firefighter, nurse, babysitter, chef, police officer, cleaner, doctor, cashier, therapist, security guard, travel advisor, door operator, mediator, service attendant, friend. Wow. That's even more than I remembered it being. You're all that, dude?
What a hero. You're just a waiter in the sky.
Psych. I'm a first responder. I'm the president. I work in the army now.
I'm the mayor.
I do it all.
Public relations. HR.
Whatever you need. I'm a dentist.
Critical race theory. It's a lot. Yeah. I mean, he's kind of, you're up in the sky. You're on a whole new planet, really.
You're up in my world. I'll tie your tie. I'll deliver your child. Whatever you need. I'll brandish a weapon.
Terrorist attack preventer.
Yeah. I'll negotiate. I'll also take him down by force.
Negotiator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll braid your hair. Do whatever.
There's a lot, man.
What do you think the comments are? You think the comments are like, dude, yes.
You know what? I think the comments are You know, I'm feeling good. I feel like I'm a girl dad, so I, as you can imagine, I have a whole new look on life.
Yeah,
I'm more emotional. I'm more perceptive, and so you know, I think people see that and go, you know what? We didn't think that way. Yeah, this guy.
You're right.
Being a flight attendant is like, we should thank them more. Thank them for their service.
What a jack of all trades. The top comment in quote says, two glasses of milk, please.
Just pour the drink, bro.
Yeah, whatever, bro. Just pour my coffee. Chef, question mark? You take food out of the hot box and hand it to me. Chef. Chef is wild.
Chef is one of them?
Yeah, chef. He snuck chef in there at the end.
Oh, man.
It's
I'd give a bartender maybe.
Yeah, bartender and friend. I would say friend, bartender, and yeah, kind of waiter.
Therapist? I give him therapist because I would not give him therapist. I've seen it. I mean, yeah, that's an assault. That's a complete insult to actual therapists. Friends better. Friends better. Yeah, because I've seen people on the flight. They're like, and a flight attendant who cares is like, hey, it's going to be okay.
You're okay.
Do you want me to get the mayor? I'll be right back.
Hey!
Welcome to Plain Town!
What a pleasure to have you on our flight today.
Would you like me to make you some dinner? I'm a chef.
Here it is.
I like how if he really wants to be called like all those professions, his only option is like, okay, well, let's say you're a chef. You're the worst chef on the planet.
You only serve one thing?
Oh, you're a firefighter? You are the worst firefighter I've ever seen.
It's crazy that he started his list with firefighter. People call me a waiter in the sky. First and foremost, I am a firefighter. When?
That's okay. The rest, I see how he's making the stretch. How is he making firefighter work?
If he's a firefighter, we would have heard about it, right? Like this flight attendant saves another plane from engulfing in flames.
Again, I'll give him credit. Yeah, it's like, we got engine one down. If you look out to the right, we got a fire in the engine. And you're like, all right, firefighter.
Timothy, the 21-year-old.
Like, okay. I'll take that one back. Hey, take that one back.
I'm the chef right now.
Who needs a rum and coke?
Yeah, to start your list with firefighter and then to show an actual firefighter. I mean, that's not what you are. You don't have flame retardant clothes. You're not wearing a helmet with a light on it flames are so dark can't see.
You're not like, you're probably not good at like a men's softball league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to crush the cops in the bowling league.
Exactly.
And then nurse was second on his list, which
nurse.
What do you think the most nurse thing a flight attendant does is like EpiPen, administer an EpiPen? What'd you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, EpiPen. Maybe.
You say hot?
Potentially.
Yeah, that's a similarity.
That's probably the only
they're attractive
way they could.
They're young and they have weird hours. Maybe that's what it is. It's just like I have a weird sleep schedule. Yeah.
Oh, it's a scheduling. Firefighters, weird schedule.
Yeah.
They're on
like
day
volunteer
on
the weekend.
Nurse, up all night.
7 to 7, it's weird. He's a travel nurse.
Therapist. Like an hour blocks. Like,
yeah. He's just short flights. Yeah, this is scheduled. Babysitter. I don't even know if I read that one the first time. He says babysitter. That's true, because there is a lot of like, I don't know, 5 and under, like unsupervised children on flights. A lot of kids are flying by themselves. Now they're getting more independent. And it's like, are you letting your 5-year-old fly? Well, yeah, the flight attendant is a babysitter. So it's a loophole, free babysitter. You should think about that with Thomas. Babysitter's good.
Okay, that's funny. I think we should, Derek, if you'd be so kind, I think you and I don't know, this guy's giving himself credit, right? And I think that's important. When you have a job, you should really champion yourself.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, what you're doing is amazing. And I think, as we were just joking earlier in this episode, and when he said this, it broke my heart. You're like, I have jobs, I don't make money, and I just want to say, sure, what are you, comedian, podcaster, e-commerce,
pickleballer, yeah.
Where it's not just you are. Look in that camera.
Yeah.
Derek, roll the edit.
What's about to happen?
I see. Yeah, be confident. That's right. You're all those things.
I do all that.
My name's Trey. I'm a influencer, comedian, and girl dad. But that's not all.
Edit.
Yes.
This is going to be great.
Boom.
I can see the vision.
Yep.
One last time.
Dirk's going to have a blast with that.
Yep.
Yeah. I think at the end of like all these, you should put like salary and then just like almost nothing.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One last time, I do want to emphasize that in his list, I just rewatched it again. He put door operator, which if you're kind of trying to elevate yourself, like I'm not just this, I'm a police officer. And a therapist. Yeah,
like brave jobs or high paying jobs.
Like in the video, he says, I'm also a door operator.
Amazon delivery guy, maybe.
What is a door operator? These are all careers.
Slave. I'm not just a comedian, dude, okay? What I do is important. I'm
a railroad worker.
Jester.
Yeah.
I'm a clown.
Uh-huh.
I do kids' birthday parties. Type of entertainment.
Yeah, kind of like a struggling magician.
That was a fantastic find. Thank you for sharing that. Yep. I want to pivot because babies on planes remind me. I was sitting in my, maybe it was the fatigue, maybe it's the tiredness, but I was scrolling as I like to do from time to time, came across this TikTok video, and I gotta admit, it got my blood boiling a little bit. And then I like to, which I rarely do because I really train myself, and then I said, you know what, who cares? But it's the classic like, hey, people with babies, what are you doing? Bring your babies to this place. And once you have babies, you're like, oh my God.
This triggered.
Oh, yeah. So this will be a nice discussion.
Can't wait.
Why are we bringing children to breweries? I know I'm going to get hate on this, but I want to have the conversation.
Kind of a funny,
the primary source
thing.
Of income for the business really quick. Is age restriction.
I do want to point out this woman feels like she does love breweries. She's got a brewery vibe. And I think it's funny to, of all the places to bring babies, maybe airplanes, movie theaters. She's like, keep me out of the microbreweries, all right? I'm trying to have a milkshake IPA, and you're over there milking your baby. Get out,
all right? Such a good point. Like, I get if you're like kind of ignorant, you don't have kids yet, and you're like, why are there so many babies on airplanes? That's loud. But it's like, this is a public loud place. Who cares?
Okay, let's keep going.
Conversation. If the primary source of income for the business is an age-restricted product, why? I can understand it if you bring them to a brewery that caters to more of a familial setting. And that's something that me as a patron would understand prior to going to this establishment. I'm going to use a real life example so we can all understand where I'm coming from and my point of view. There's a brewery by me that's great and it has a wonderful outdoor space. So naturally, I asked the bartender if they had any yard games. He looked at me and said, we did have cornhole, but we no longer have it because the kids destroyed it.
She's
they were not
going to
continuously replace everything that was continuously getting damaged. Mind you, this place in particular only receives revenue from beer and merchandise. They will occasionally have a food truck come in, but that's not revenue on their end. So there is nothing for kids to do at this brewery, nothing for them to consume. What do kids do when they're bored? They get disruptive. Now, before you come in my comments and say, my kid doesn't do that, if your kid is well-behaved and doesn't do these things, I'm not talking to you. I really just don't understand the thought process behind this, especially when they're disrupting other patrons of the establishment. And you guessed it, I don't have kids, nor will I ever have kids, but when I babysit my nephews, guess where I'm not taking them?
Babysit the nephews. These motherless aunties going and spending an hour with their nephews. You don't know what it's like. Can we just go get a single 16-ounce pour of the Executioner Double IPA?
Not with kids.
In peace? No.
As a non-parent, this is frustrating to me because what she's so upset about is just like, it's just life. She's like, why do kids, essentially what she's saying is like, why are some kids poorly behaved? That like be me being a TikTok, like, hey guys, today I want to talk about why are we committing crimes? Like if we just all didn't do crimes, the world would be a better place. So I'm asking you, please stop. Now I'm not a criminal, so comment me in the comments, but please stop committing crimes.
We're in an area where they restrict that behavior and you're doing it.
Yeah, but she's like, just talking about like flaws and, you know, human nature.
If your kids are good, this isn't for you. Yeah, I agree. Don't have horrible kids go anywhere.
It doesn't matter where you take them. Yeah. Why are you attacking breweries?
She's fired up about breweries, bro.
Yeah, it sounds like if you have a disruptive kid, it's going to be a problem no matter where you take them.
Also, I envision the poor brewery. Guys, you ever thought about the guy trying to start a microbrewery. The nightmare that has to be.
Yeah.
It's like, I have a passion for making beer. I'm just trying to skate by. And he's got this woman, you know, she looks like she drinks some IPAs.
Yep.
She probably brings good business. But he's like, we have a cute yard with games because we're trying to get
anything.
Trying to get dad in here to have a couple beers.
Yeah.
And we got this woman, God forbid, like, get the kid out of here, man.
Don't.
It's also so obvious when a place has a kid. Once you have kids, you change where you go, right? We're not going to. It's so obvious when a place has a kid vibe. So you need to go to cooler breweries or something if you don't want kids there. The big, what do you mean?
I wonder if this brewery like reached out to her and just like, hey, great point. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's on a more serious note. Like when we went to Australia and we had Thomas, 9 month old, we found ourself at some places where I was a little bit like, oh my, like nice. Nicer places, it'd be like a lunch by the beach, and we'd be there with our baby, and I'd kind of be like, oh, is this, I don't see another babies here, is this,
yeah,
you get self-conscious. Everywhere we went in Australia, we would make a scene because people wanted to see Thomas so bad.
He was a king.
Strangers would pick him up and hold him, which doesn't happen here in America. It's a little bit of a germ issue, but also, it's also like inconceivable that people do that because there's no support around. Everywhere we went, planes, anywhere, people would come up and they loved that the kid was there. They wanted to see him. They wanted to try to hold him, talk to us about him. And you go places in America and you tell you got lesbians in the corner drinking IPAs going, get that kid out of here. You're like, yeah. Well, come on. You can't have him. Someone's got to have him.
Gross kids.
Why don't you support me having him?
Ew. They're here running around, some of them being well-behaved, some of them not. Oh, gross.
I would say she's actually a lesbian. Okay, I fact-checked that. Yeah. Before I made the joke.
Well, we all.
It was a joke initially, but it was true, so that's why I can say it.
Yep.
And I think that's great. I think she deserves so many IPAs. It's also a clear giveaway, too. But it's just a shame. That's our culture here. It's not like, please, you guys, parents should go out and bring their babies places.
The next generation.
And you know what? Maybe your kid goes crazy and he breaks a cornhole set. You know what? They're kids. Still drinking IPA. They didn't hurt me. Maybe your parents give them a new cornhole set. We all move on.
Yeah, this is a problem with lonely people having social media. That's the root of it. It's like if we lived 30 years ago, they just would have told like their landlord about it. And landlord's like, yeah, she's got some crazy opinions sometimes. And now you have to like, I guess I'll tell TikTok this kind of theory I have.
I guess I'll just trigger a bunch of people on TikTok. Of course, the comments they're just really fun to go through.
Yeah.
Agree. Disagree. Screw you. Ugh. But I think it's a shame, and kids are great. You should bring him. You should find where this woman lives, and I'm gonna throw my son's second birthday party at a brewery.
Oh, taking one step further, you know, back in the day we used to TP someone's house. We should like baby her house, and we're just bring your baby to her yard.
She just wakes up to crying at 6 a.m.
Babies everywhere, and they're drinking beer.
Why are there 7 babies? And yeah, it's just all craft beer. She's like, oh, it's my favorite thing, but it's my least favorite thing. Yeah, just blaring, I don't know.
Bluey.
Just watching Hairspray. I don't know. What are they like?
I don't know what kind of the lesbian musical theater scene is like.
Woodworking.
Anyway, I'm just saying, I would like to share a beer with her and let her hang with my kids. I bet she'd have fun with my kids.
Yeah, if she saw Thomas in Australia, she'd change her mind. Come on.
Come on. Let the babies in the breweries.
Yeah, Thomas, come on. He's in a cool Australian outfit. It's cool.
Come on. He's obsessed with mimicking the leaf blowers. Does that sound fun? You're trying to have a beer on the patio and you hear a toddler going, ah! And he just does that for 30 minutes straight. What's wrong with that?
You're going to put a mask on Thomas. COVID? No, not really. Just try to quiet. He's really into, macaws right now. So he's trying to mimic everything.
Oh, fun. I'm clearly having a ball talking. Haven't done it recently.
Yeah.
Great there.
Hour?
59 minutes.
Let's do a fan video and wrap up.
Cool.
If we get to Patreon and.
If you send out a fan video and you haven't seen it on the regular podcast, it's probably on a Patreon.
Probably on Patreon. And if you want to send us a fan video or anything, please do at treykennedy.com/correctopinions. You can send us videos, messages, whatever. We want to hear from y'all. All right. What's up?
Hey, Correct Opinions crew. My name's Ellie. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah. Been to your show here. Think you guys are awesome. I'm originally from Iowa, so shout out to Rachel, you and I volleyball alum over here.
Whoa. No way.
Just two things. One is that I have this nice little, decoration.
Severed hand.
Hand. And my kids are constantly playing with it. And I thought it was hilarious that the fingertip reminded me of Jake. So curious how we're doing there. And the other thing, this was probably like a month ago, but you guys were talking about the whole idea of leaving your kids at home, but taking the baby monitor with you and like how far is too far to leave the house and all that stuff. I think I'm mostly team Katie here. Like if we leave the house with the baby in the house, we just make sure that we're at least close enough where if we saw something happening, we could come save her before it's too late. So that's my opinion there. Thanks for all the content. You guys are great. Have a great day.
What is up? Thank you for writing. That was her nice way of being like, if you go down the street without the kid, you're a monster. She's on that page. Also, like if people come in her house and she's like, they're like, what's this weird thing? He's like, oh, nothing. It just reminds me of my favorite podcaster's fingers. You're like, what?
Kind of podcast? You're the orthopedic, but no, comedy. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't think I got the update. It's fully healed.
Haley, that's fun that you, I mean, I guess we're there just a little bit before Rachel playing the same sport on the same team. So as far as the healing goes, yeah, we're all the way back, baby. I mean, that's a full heel. Nice. Got the tendon back.
It can bend.
However, we haven't, I guess I'm just never going to fully bend it again. I mean, it's been like 4 or 5 weeks without the splint now. It doesn't make the same like fist as the left hand does. It's like 90 to 95% of the way there. So it's just like, yeah, I still hold a pickleball paddle. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to get thicker golf grips because I can't fully like grip around it. So you just get thicker grips. Problem solved.
Problem solved.
Anyway, that's annoying. Haley, I'm doing fine.
I know. I showed my wonky pinky. That can't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. That just gets locked. I forgot about that. That's
it's amazing gross. How annoying that is on a day-to-day basis.
When does that come into play? Catching a baseball?
Certain ways where I'm like trying to pick something up. I'm like, okay, let me grab that. I'm like, let me grab that. And then when it gets cold, it's really bad.
Really?
Yeah. And there's times where I'm like, it gets so locked, I have to go.
What's that called? Mine's called mallet finger.
It's gotten trench worse, finger. But I asked a doctor years ago, and I think it had to be from basketball, where I guess, you know, the tendons that are on this side that, you know, hold your finger from going way too far back. I won't do it. I guess I've torn or permanently damaged. He's kind of like, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah. From what they told me, they're like, yeah, you need to splint this right away or it's never going to heal. So I think if you don't take care of it instantly.
Well, started happening. But thanks for writing in. Salt Lake, shout out.
Yeah. And, go Panthers.
Thanks for speaking your piece, okay? Some people, hey, we don't judge. Take your baby, take your monitor, go to the brewery, whatever.
Yeah.
Lesbian.
Thanks for the fan C-section, videos.
Whatever you want, doula, whatever. You're all welcome.
Doulas, God bless. We're going to keep recording.
Yeah, we're going to keep going. TreyKennedy.com is my website.
And, fun little website.
Go to patreon.com/TreyKennedy to keep listening. We're going to talk to Katie more and hear some more fan videos, etc. Love you guys. Have a great week. Like, subscribe, 5 stars, please. Okay. It's all my daughter wants. She said it.
5 stars, Dad.
Talk to you next week. Peace. Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.